When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No touch.
I kind of set it up, and then when I realized that I was kind of in like where my hand will flip, yeah. But I didn't want to like smack it. So
it's very smart of you. I've been not wearing a hat when we're recording.
There's no more cameras.
Because there's no cameras, and I hit my hat on the pop filter a lot. And it makes a noise every time, and I have to edit it out. It's like 3 or 4 times an episode.
Finally, I gotta bust out the safari hat for disc golf now.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite sunny enough, but now
it's been hot enough.
Prime time.
It's been hot enough for me to where I bought one that's like lighter weight and has like mesh all over it instead.
Okay.
Because it's been hot as fuck. So
yeah. Brittany bought me one that was just has like mesh through the like where your head is, so you kind of get
a breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
It's got a little pocket in there, too.
Nice. Mine doesn't have a pocket.
Mm-hmm. I don't put anything in it because then it's not on my head. But I guess, I don't know, maybe money?
Maybe, yeah. Score what would you put up there?
If I didn't have to pull it out every hole.
Lube?
Luck charm. Good luck charm. Lube? Is that what you said?
Just in case.
Put some on somebody's disc. see if a chalk bag will get that off.
Oh, gosh.
Put it on the chain so disc goes right through. Just
guess how many floors my phone said I went up and down.
Do I have to guess? Because you told me.
Did I tell you?
Yeah. Oh no.
I totally forgot that I told you.
62.
Yeah, no, I totally forgot I told you.
God, man, I thought you were just like showmanship for the show.
No, just dumb.
Man.
Just do that naturally.
I should have.
Missed opportunity, bud.
Should have just guessed it.
Could have just rolled with it. No, I don't want to. No, I don't want to. I don't want to guess. Ooh.
Got it right. I would have got it right.
Yeah.
Amazed.
Dude, you could have been a.
We're alive, bitches, and it's blowing your mind.
Oh my gosh, we're dumb.
I don't know. I think it's pretty funny.
I felt like that was a lot of flights, so I don't know.
Maybe. That's a ton. Yeah. What was it? How many times did you walk the course?
Only twice.
MPO and then finals?
Yeah. Yep. I did semifinals for MPO, and none of the data I got was used for that one.
None of the what?
None of the data I got was used for that one.
Oh, nobody threw like amazing shots? Or?
I didn't have the link to the Google spreadsheet yet, which is how they wanted me to track it.
Uh-huh.
I tried to do it in the notes, but it was a rough time, and I ended up losing track of like which hole I was on at one point, and it went bad from there.
Missing kid. We're missing Kyle Poplinski.
No, if you're ready, I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah. Should we introduce the show?
Yeah, probably. Well.
Or at least us?
Yeah. What are we? Was the cold open just that then?
I thought just like everything we said.
So far.
Lube on chains and.
Oh, yeah. I forgot happened. About the lube. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Game on. Welcome to the Ono Disc Golf Podcast. My name is Kyle.
My name's Eric. In case you didn't know, I haven't changed my name.
Not yet.
I don't think I will.
Oh, yeah. Let's do them real quick, everybody. Ready?
All right. Yeah.
Get your stopwatch out. I'm going to try really hard here.
I don't need a stopwatch. It's telling me how long we're recording.
Use code ONO for free shipping on any item over at our Teespring store. Use code ONO10 for 10% off over at DiscBaron.com. Use code ONO20 for 20% off over at FrictionGloves.com.
That was like 20 seconds.
I think that was like 10 seconds. It looked like 10 seconds. I didn't have any stutters.
Oh, when you were starting to.
That was sick. So.
Sweet. Yeah.
So yeah, go do those things. I forgot to.
Yeah, it's still not over technically because you didn't say anything about our social medias.
Oh, yeah.
Which were, oh no, everywhere. Everywhere you go. Facebook, Twitter, anything else. Maybe. Maybe we're not on. There's a lot of things, so I don't know. Maybe we're not on all of them.
Pretty sure we're on most of them. We don't post on most things. Check out our Instagram if you want. Yeah.
Jake.
It is just the shittiest thing to make all of those social medias, try and build a presence. Ah, fuck it all. Let's just do one.
It's better that way. Because now there's like one place that you can actually get good content instead of just like
a bunch of shitty content.
Yeah.
Or just like, you know, we just weren't as oriented.
But if you want to message us on there, we'll still answer.
Right.
The other places.
Goes right to his phone.
All right. Match play championship. Down to the nitty gritty. Nope. The big subject. The elephant in the room. The
nitty gritty.
Yeah.
The nit and the grit. That's what they call us.
Where do you want to start?
I'll be grit.
Okay. Cool.
You can be nit.
That's very kind of you to give me that one.
Where to start? I only made it out one day. It was a 4-day event. I caught one day of it. I caught the last day, so I caught the good day. Not that the other days weren't important, too, but...
4-day?
3-day? 4-day. I think it started on Thursday.
That was 3-day. I thought that was the...
Maybe I'm just dumb. Conference. Maybe I'm just dumb.
I think it's the press conference on Thursday. All
right, restart.
Okay. No, I don't care.
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
All right. Anyway.
Anywho.
Made it on the final day.
Yeah, I made it out there. I had spoken, well, not spoken. I had emailed Ian Anderson to volunteer for the Bushnell. They wanted
range
the
finder.
Yeah, the Bushnell, whatever, distance to pin or drive distance. Yeah. It wasn't clear. It wasn't entirely clear for the first round, which is part of why I struggled with what I was supposed to be doing, too. Because I actually didn't know whether I was supposed to be hitting from the tee or to the pin. So, yeah.
So what'd you end up doing?
Combo. Because, like,
oh.
Some of them you couldn't see either. So,
mm-hmm.
It was a little bit tough. Bailey's very wooded. Also, it's difficult. So, okay. So, my job would then, okay, 4 people would tee off, the pros. So, I was down by the catch cam waiting for the drives. And then would have to run out to the drives and try and like hit it to the pin before the players got to their lie.
Oh yeah. So then you're not in the way.
Yeah. It was fucking tough, dude. I've always felt like I was in the way every single hole.
Right.
And I'd be able to get like 2 drives typically. Cause they're all really, I mean, they're all amazing professionals and their grouping was very, you know, professional. But there were some times where the drive was really far off and I had to go run off to that one. And then, like, I couldn't go get to the other 3. So, like, you know, walk up to it after they throw or, like, it was just really tough to. And then, like, I was the only one volunteering, too, at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So once they were done, I then had to sprint to the next hole. So I wasn't in the way moving while they were driving. I had to get down by the catch cam. It was a really tough job.
So you got to work out.
Also, yeah, I was at Bailey. Sure. So I was at 8,500 feet.
Up and down and up and down.
And I was, yeah, did 62 flights of stairs.
So really, you walked the course twice, but in reality, it's probably like at least 3 times. Like
yeah.
The distance you took.
Right.
To go back and forth and back and forth.
Oh, for sure. Big time.
Fuck that.
It was intense.
I'm not in good enough shape for it. Hand carry a big old bottle of water? Shit.
Yeah, I emptied my disc golf bag and put my water in there.
Bring as much as you can carry.
Yep. And then I was just carrying around 1 disc that I was going to get signed. So.
Did you get it signed?
I did.
By who? The winners?
Yeah, Joel Freeman and Owen And
oh, more than just the winners.
Yeah, I got a couple more. KJ. I didn't get Conrad's, unfortunately. It just never happened. And then I got Eagles again.
Sick. Yeah, he was looking like he was kind of having fun being the guy on the ground. Like, you know, they called him Teagle at one point, like Terry and Eagle.
Really?
They labeled his as Teagle. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's cool. Yeah, it looked like he was having fun.
I mean, I'm sure he'd rather be playing, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I definitely didn't hear him tell somebody else that he was thinking he'll be throwing, like, next month. So,
shh.
Didn't hear
end
that.
End of the show, Eagle McMahon told Kyle.
Directly.
Yeah.
No.
Pulled him aside. He said to Kyle.
No, it was somebody was just being annoying. Like, a fan was, like, asking him, and he was like, yeah, I'll probably be throwing at the end of the, or, you know, end of this month, next month, somewhere in there. So, he's not. I'm sure he's not being any, you know, anything explicit, but
I know. I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah. Insider information. You heard it here first. This is the TMZ of disc golf.
Yeah, so if you guys get a chance, we would love any screenshots we see of, if you see of Kyle watching Disc Golf Network. It'll be on the catch cams mostly, right?
I don't know where I'll be, to be honest.
Okay.
Because I was trying to stay out of the way mostly, except right. for when, like, I had to be in the way. So I had no idea when or where they were cutting the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But the crew, dude, the Disc Golf Network, they have a wonderful crew. All of those guys right. are just grinders, man. They just got
right.
a bunch of really awesome guys that are like, as soon as that was done, they were like, all right, where are we going? It was amazing to watch a bunch of guys yeah. that are living their best lives and like they're working, but not working. It's great. Great to see.
How about like the people filming?
Yeah, that was who I spent most of my time with.
Right. That makes sense.
I'm bad with names, but they're all really nice.
Yeah, we know. He barely knows my name.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's why I introduced myself.
Yeah. Yep. I keep your thing up on my phone so I can just look down. Oh, yeah, Eric. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I did find Kyle on the really bad rollaway that Joel Freeman had on. Was it hole 8? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
It rolled like right in front of you, probably.
Yep.
And he went to go run down to it, and you're just kind of standing there.
Yeah. I didn't want to, like, move, obviously.
Right, yeah. Like, you're in a spot where there's lots of dead sticks, so you trying yep, to, like, so, sneak away would be...
Nothing. But I mm-hmm. my thought process at that point was, like, I need to run to the next hole already. I could barely watch them putt. It was
uh-huh.
it was interesting. But, yeah, I was stuck there at that moment. Yeah. Well,
come on, more stories.
I think that was... not that one, but this hole before, I was like in the way when they were driving and I fell down in my like freak out that I was in the way of a professional that was about to throw. So I fell backwards and looked like an ass, but it was great. It's good. That was a good time.
So this, and then Bailey is a course that you play often, right?
I haven't played it a ton. Enough. I haven't played it enough. Okay. I need to go back there more often. It's close. It's only like 55 minutes away.
It's a workout, though, so that's always nice.
Yeah.
Get your pump on.
Yeah, I can do that. And then Beaver Ranch is right up the road, like 10 minutes, too. So both of those courses.
But you've played it enough to kind of know Bailey, right?
100%. It's my favorite yeah. course I've ever played so far.
Does it... Do the pros make it look small, or does it still just look as long as...
No, they're so good. Dude, mm-hmm. the pros are so unbelievably good.
Because it was the same course, right? Same exact...
Same exact course that I could go out there and play on a regular day. And they were throwing so much farther than I can throw.
Right.
That and then mixed with like the precision
of where they put a disc,
yeah, just like the amount of almost aces that we saw was just unreal.
When you guys go out there, is it like hope that one guy on the card gets an ace run? Or
You know, it happens from time to time, but it was like one person on every fucking hole had a good ace run at least. And on a couple of them, there was like all like three shots of the four were like really fucking close. It was just like hole four in particular was a really close one. I was right almost in the way. I almost got hit at one point on hole three.
I can't remember what these holes are like. So
You're okay. Hole one is a big downhill guy. Hole two is technical. A shorty. Yeah, Mandos. Hole three is it's kind of like the challenge of it. It's you're throwing across a valley, so you're kind of level with the basket, but you're throwing it. The basket location is really tough. It's really rocky.
Gotcha.
But Joel Freeman hit the tree. Like right above me, came in hot, and he had like a 15-foot putt. It was great because I had to measure it. Really cool things like that too. Like I knew how far putts were that just got made, you know.
Right.
So like one Owen made a 72-foot putt. It was just like the one to like sick, dude.
Almost sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that big uphill one, and then
it was like a dagger.
Yeah.
And I, oh my gosh, like the putting, dude.
I don't know if there could have been, for FPO wise, I don't know if there could have been two pros that would have been like who I would have wanted to win more.
Ella Hansen can throw it so fucking far.
I know. I think she's probably my favorite FPO player.
And then she was hitting
one of my favorites.
Literally where the MPO baskets were every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one big, that's like kind of downhill. She throws it like 100-foot past every time.
Yeah, craziness. The power, dude.
Yeah, I think she won the distance competition last year, if I remember right.
Once she gets her nerves under control and just like the game really starts to come together, unstoppable is the word. I think the funniest thing is that I was volunteering for Bushnell, right?
Uh-huh.
I was range finding with an Apex.
I don't know what that means.
Like the brand Apex. They didn't give me a Bushnell to use at all.
So you brought
at any point. So sponsored by Bushnell. I didn't. Nope.
Bring your own.
I thought it was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
I did.
You think they have ones for you to use?
I did message Ian Anderson. He's gonna send me one.
Oh wow!
So nice. That was really nice of him.
Yeah, thanks, Ian.
Dude, Ian listening is the best. I don't know if I'm gonna include this part in here, but that dude was the tits. Like, really nice guy.
The tits.
I have his number.
Heard it here first. No, I'm sure many people have heard it before. Now you're not described that way.
Yeah.
So on the Disc Golf Network coverage, they had funny listings under each commentator, and they had Proud Father under Ian, and then I guess for Christine it was when she was Rookie of the Year, and then under Brian Earhart it said third funniest in it during his senior year.
That's funny.
I know you didn't get to watch that, so I thought I'd include that.
Thank you.
Well, do you have anything?
Let me think.
How about really quick? I don't think I did it. Congrats, Joel and Owen, for winning.
Yeah. Congrats, guys.
I don't
guys.
Think I said anything. Yeah. I think we mentioned who won, but I don't think we.
Right.
And then Joel's a local, right, to that area? That
correct.
General area?
He's in the Denver area.
Yeah. Well, he's probably played it quite a bit.
Probably.
But congrats anyway. And he just has that extra, you know, played in Colorado and like that height before more often than others.
And but the competition was so.
Oh yeah,
I'm not tough.
Sorry,
like,
I'm not taking anything away from Joel Freeman, right. But I just think
totally get it. Yeah, it does make sense. It does. It's a helpful thing. But when you're playing against Kevin Jones, it's still fucking. It's just unreal how difficult.
I was rooting for Kevin Jones. I'll say it, but do it. I was just going to ask, so now you spotted before and you Bushnell. Would you do spotting over Bushnelling again?
Such a good question. Spotting's easier.
Right. And you probably get to watch more because you just kind of stay, you know, just ahead of the gallery, right? You don't have to, like, rush to the next
one. Well, spotters, you have to stand on one hole.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah.
Luckily, this was match play, so you didn't really need spotters.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Bushnelling, you're kind of almost doing both, huh?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I am,
because you're kind of standing in the same spot, but just moving each hole.
And I had to know whose shot it was, which is really difficult because a lot of the tee shots are so blind to the catch. Like, I had no idea. It was really difficult.
The person who threw first threw it this far.
Right. That's kind of how I had to be honest, that's kind of how I had to do it. I just had to go, like, red disc, this number. And then, like, once they got up to their lies, that's when I would match it up.
Okay. Yeah. You could also, if the discs at least have labels, you could tell for Prodigy and...
But they didn't always.
Okay, that was the only thing as I could think of.
I tried to do that, and it wasn't.
But you can't
as,
pick them up or move them or anything.
Right, can't at all. So they could be upside down, and then a lot of times they're upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, saw KJ flip once. That was cool.
Luke Humphreys can do backflips too.
No, not flip. Like, he flipped his disc instead of marking it. I just thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah. It's not really a PDA.
Right, it's not sanctioned. Yeah, so they could just do whatever they wanted. It was just like...
I'm pretty sure that's what Joel was doing. He was like on a bank somewhere. Sorry, I just thought of it. And he was trying to get his disc to stand, but then he switched it for the marker because the disc was sliding down the bank.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's annoying as fuck when that happens.
Yeah, I believe it. Anyway, forgot. Damn it. I ruined it.
Oh, yeah, my brain. It's gone.
Mush.
It's just a bunch of mush.
Mushy, mushy, mushy. So, but there is a full 18. They just used 12 for the tournament.
Correct. Yeah, 12 is just a sick hole.
Okay, so you kind of want to end there?
Yeah. It makes sense, too.
That was just, 1 through 12. It wasn't like they picked out, like, the 12 best holes or anything like that either.
No, that was just 1 through 12. Okay.
So what are the last six like? Similar, obviously, but is there any ones that is in the last six that would have been cool to be thrown in over a
different
hole?
Hell yeah, dude. There's not a bad hole on that course.
So, but I guess would it make sense, you know, because you don't want to, because, like, the short little easy holes... Make it fun because, you know, it goes back and forth from throwing as far as you can across the valley to now you have to control a putter 200 feet downhill through a tight gap.
Yeah. So you're saying that it fits well already.
Yeah. It's amazing. So is there another hole that just, like, needs to be seen that wouldn't mess up the
flow? There's a really cool cliff hole. Like, you throw down, the basket location is on a cliff. It's pretty sick.
Yeah. Would that be, you think that'd be dangerous to take the gallery near? Or?
It would, that's probably why, to be honest. The gallery would have a really hard time on that hole. And just coming down that back side of the ridge would be really difficult. And there's just a lot of loose rocks and it's just, it would be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all you have to do is when the crowd's moving down, like one middle person fall and take everybody in front of them with them.
Yeah, yep. It's you're playing on the ridge of a pretty steep thing. So when you're saying that roll away, there was a couple different little rollaways like that where, like, I was like, oh shit, I hope I'm not going to be in the way here. Like,
run and then trip and fall down the canyon.
Met the Terry, the disc golf guy. Met him early.
Yeah, did you give him a hug?
Yep.
He looks like a huggable person.
He was. Somebody else went up and got a selfie with him. So then I, joined on that train. Right.
You're like, I'll be that guy. It's like when you're waiting to turn in your test. You're like, I'm going to be the first to turn it in. But if someone else asks for a picture, I'm
good
sure
to go. Yep.
I'll jump in on that.
Same thing with the stickers. I can't be the first person to put a sticker on, but if there's already a sticker there, I'm free game.
Play ball.
But, and that was actually the same thing I did with the signatures, too. Like, I don't want to be the first person to ask for a signature. Right. I didn't bring a marker.
What if it's not
a
good time?
Yeah.
Just like while Joel's getting ready to put, hey, would you mind signing this real quick? Who was the tallest pro you've seen? So you didn't really get a seat.
Conrad, for sure, right?
Conrad, yeah.
Or is Joel taller?
Well, I think Conrad's taller.
I think Conrad's taller.
Was there lots of other pros, like, just kind of in the gallery, or you didn't ever really got close enough to the gallery to see that?
Weirdly, no.
Yeah,
I think
you mentioning you have to, like, run to the next hole or whatever, I can't imagine you get tons of time to just kind of hang out till the gallery gets up.
I didn't, but I did get to see, you know, everyone.
Who's there, yeah.
Yeah, which was nice. Yeah. I knew quite a few people.
Yeah, I've seen, like, yeah, some of your friends that I've seen on Instagram were talking about going, so I figured.
Right. Yep. So I had friends in the Fly Green hut. I knew Eddie.
Yeah.
I knew Jesse from Trash Panda. He had a booth there.
He had a bunch of banners up. He did a lot for it.
Yeah, he had quite a few.
Crazy.
He did number one for the whole sponsor, and those banners got seen by a lot of people. That was good.
Yeah, it's amazing how big of a company he's created in, like, the little time that he's been doing it.
He's killing it.
Man, that was, like, a super slow and way to say it. Not slow that way. God damn it.
That's all good.
Now I made it weird.
Cut that. No. And then Tracy and Jason from Another Round Disc Golf. And Brandon there, too. With his
was Will there?
Bobby.
Did he go watch?
No, he wasn't there. I don't know why. Should have.
Pretty sure I seen Lundy's was there. He might have been on Friday. He might have not been there on Sunday.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he wasn't there on the last day. It was a long thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not understand, looking at the brackets, how they were playing. So they played, FPO played two matches on Friday, and then MPO played one, and then MPO played two matches on Saturday, and FPO played one to figure out who was, like, the best out of each four-person group or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I was looking at the brackets, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I was just like, waited for it to pop up to watch it. I'm sure it was easier than my brain was making it out to seem, but.
I'm the same way, dude. Because, like, I just wasn't even, I didn't even care who was playing. I was just, like, super jazzed to be there and, like, really just have an opportunity to, like, I have to say thank you to all the Disc Golf Network guys, you know, for putting on such a good fucking show. They never get enough love. So they got
a lot of hate, though. Oh, man, do they get a lot of hate.
Well, they got some love from me.
I know. Yeah, there's a lot of people that do enjoy it, but.
Yeah. They're so nice.
Did you blame them for the commercials?
Yeah. I always do. Yeah, I should.
You guys put the commercials on, don't you?
Yeah, like, eventually I'll meet the person who does the commercials, right?
Yeah. Sick bandit on them. Get them, right. Boys.
Nah, and then there was a cool hole 12. It's like a big downhill guy at the end after Gannon and Conrad had lost.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they chucked a bunch off of 12, like they emptied their bags just for, you know, for the crowd, and somebody gave James watermelon envy, and that he's been, like, hanging on to for a really long time. And
did anybody ace?
No, had a couple close calls, but it was just fun to watch them, like, you know, genuinely have fun and just throw in the crazy fun shots that. Like, Gannon was throwing this, like, huge Annie flex thing, that angle that I've never even thought about.
So on hole 12, how close, like, do you usually get yourself a putt at it, or?
I can, but it's long, one.
Yeah.
And then two, there's just, like, a lot of, opportunities for things to go wrong. Uh-huh. There's just so much airspace.
Right.
A lot of wind. Airspace. Yeah. Just a lot of airspace. That's all I can say. It's just so much can fuck with it. But yeah, it's so fun. Did you have any questions?
I just had a question, but I lost it. Did you mic yourself up?
No.
Oh, man. Were you around when Ganon Burr was trying to throw a Spikeheiser, but he couldn't decide what disc to throw it with? And then someone yells, "Dude, you got 30 seconds!
That was Kevin Jones.
Was it? I couldn't figure it out.
It was Kevin Jones.
I couldn't tell by the voice.
It was so funny. It was so fucking funny.
It's probably, when Nico's on, I watch just because I know, you know, like he takes forever. But yeah. when I turned on, it was watching Ganon get ready to throw. I was like, man, he's taking a long time.
He took the longest out of anybody that I watch play. Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
But he took his time. And the wind switched on him.
Right. And then he throws a perfect shot anyway. Yeah. Oh, I get it. I thought it was hilarious.
No, he had another one later too where there was a bush right in his, like where he was throwing his forehand.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bush in his backswing that was right on the edge of 30 seconds. And I could just tell that he was like rushing it because, you know, had already thought about it at that point.
Yeah.
And he threw an amazing shot. Incredible shot.
But not a picture perfect one like he wants.
But he's mad talented.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's
doing some crazy things.
Guys
are so talented.
Yeah. Holy shit. He's so good.
Ganon Burr is not taller than James Conrad.
Is he?
I don't know. He just looks really tall and lanky, so.
He's pretty damn tall. Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Casey White. And that, like, just insanely skinny and...
bunch of skinny little kids.
I didn't get his signature either. That was more...
Casey White?
No, I got Casey's. No,
Burr's.
Burr! But, overall, wonderful experience. Go to a disc golf pro tour event, wherever you are. Volunteer, get a ticket and spectate. Do anything. It's worth it.
Get really good so you're just on the pro tour and they pay you to play. Right. That's probably the preferred way, but...
But any time that you can be on a course with a pro and, like, just watch them play, it just changes the way you think about the course.
You're like, I never thought to throw it 700 feet here. Man, like, why
man,
didn't
now
I think
I should,
of that?
I'll try that next time. Oh, it's pretty funny, like... how far they can drive in comparison to like where I land.
What are you throwing, like half on some of the long ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like crazy.
That one that Kevin Jones and Joel Freeman laced. And like Joel Freeman threw like a perfect shot and then Kevin Jones goes farther. What hole's that? Do you remember?
I think hole one.
No. It's like the one where you have to get to a trail, like, you know, you can land on a trail, and then there's, like, a trail that goes back to the MPOs.
Oh, okay. That's got to be, what, hole four?
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was, like, 4 to 6 somewhere, but I couldn't remember.
I think it's hole four.
Yeah, those shots were just insane. And I think Anthony Barella threw one even just a little bit better the day before than Kevin Jones did.
Yeah, I think it's hole four.
Mash, no, wait. Dude. Absolutely just... That was disgusting.
Five. Hole five. Sorry.
You're good.
Hole five.
You are good. Yeah. And then Owen on the final round. Just throwing like wicked forehands 90% of the time. Because you didn't do it a lot. I know you didn't watch the first FPO card or the semifinal FPO card. But she threw a lot more backhands. And then finals, I think she's just like, oh, I can get this if I just, you know.
She broke out the forehand game, and it was tight.
I know. She's insane. She's like, I want to be Owen when I grow up.
I actually have a funny story. I went to go get a selfie, like, at the end. I had already gotten Joel's signature. They were sitting on a bench with Eagle and Owen, like just signing things for people after.
Yeah.
And I forgot to get a selfie with them when I first went through. So I was just going to go back and like get a selfie. Got a selfie with like me in front of Joel with somebody else. And then I was just going to like, Owen was by herself. So I was just going to go up and like ask her, right?
Yeah.
Because like one of your favorite players, I just, you know, we talk about her on the podcast all the time. Just would She's thought it would be cool.
She's
and my phone dies. Right then.
Those pesky iPhones.
So it had made it the entire day, just died then. And Owen was like, no big deal. Catch you next time.
Yeah, she's probably one of the funniest people to watch.
She is playing with a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
And it showed. She's so nice to everyone. And just everyone wanted to be around her. And I can't think of like a better couple people than Joel and Owen to win. That was great.
But it was funny, during the finals, to the two voices you could hear cheering was Owen and Kevin Jones. Like anytime a shot was like good, you know?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I'm sure other people were cheering, but they just cheer the loudest, I think.
Right. Definitely. I tried to be quiet.
Right.
I didn't want to be the person.
I didn't want to be the first person to clap. And then I didn't want to look like I was just joining in with the crowd. So I just sat there. Did my job. Tried to do my job the best I could. Did you have help then during the finals round? Or
nope, it was just me. And those are the only numbers that actually counted for me.
No,
I did all running, and the numbers for the semifinals didn't even nothing. I didn't get anything.
That's funny.
Oh my god, dude!
Got exercise though. You got a good.
I tried so hard to just. Literally nothing was going on.
Oh, why don't you tell everybody what you were wearing so people can keep an eye out for you better?
Oh, I was wearing my Oh No jersey that you can go ahead and get at our Teespring store if you like.
It's got some bright pink on it, so you got to look out for that.
Bright pink and black.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of our thing.
And a nice hat. Explain the hat.
Yeah, that's my new hat.
Oh, that's your new one? I thought that was your old one from...
No, that's my new one. It looks almost just like my old one.
Yeah. It's lighter then?
Yeah, much lighter. And I think gray versus... The other one was like a really dark blue that was actually like... It like absorbed heat like a motherfucker.
That one screenshot I got of you, the only time I found you. But I wasn't like just sitting down and watching either. I was kind of watching it while I was working.
I feel like they probably, you know... The goal was to not have me in frame.
Oh, I know. That's why it's fun to look for.
So, I doubt I'm in it much, but...
I feel like you might be in it a decent amount, but you'll be so... It'll be, like, from the camera on the T-pad, and you'll be, like, just kind of somewhere in the background. Where it's, like,
maybe.
Then it'll be hard to see, I think.
I have honestly no idea. I kind of want to watch it now and see.
I'm just so glad they got such a close-up of you. Not like a, you know, but like you're right fucking there.
Yeah.
Think the camera was probably farther away. I don't know if maybe.
They were.
Remember. Okay, yeah.
For sure.
But they just like zoomed in so well.
Because they were up on the hill. Mm-hmm. I was down because I had to measure his drive that was way closer than the rollaway.
Yeah, the rollaway fucking sucked.
The rollaway fucking sucked, dude. Uh-huh. Band hit, too. So it's like, you can't even really feel bad about it. That's so common on that hole in particular.
Oh, Brian beat it home for us on live coverage. He said, no, you can't run this putt. Not if you're trying to win.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Won anyway, but.
Yeah, amazingly, because like, dude, that rollaway was fucking awful.
I gotta say, match play is just as much fun this year as it was last year. It makes like each match exciting, you know. Because
definitely,
not that regular disc golf isn't exciting, or when it's down to like the, you know, those 4 to 8 people that are battling for the win or place, still exciting. But it's just like every shot is is a little bit more pressure and it, like, it, yeah, fun to
and
watch.
And it's a lot of money. Yeah. 10 grand is a fuck ton of money.
Mm-hmm. And some sweet-ass trophies. I really like those ones.
I got a nice video of those trophies.
They're simple, you know? They're not too much going on. And
yeah, they're really nice.
But still very nice looking. Well, do we want to get into the top five? And maybe we'll come up with more stuff to talk about?
Sure. Oh, well, I think I was just going to be like, you know, thank you to everyone who I talked to. You're super nice. I think I got spotted by one person.
Yeah.
Who actually, like, knew Ono. And I guess one person asked Jesse when the Ono guys were supposed to get there. So.
Ono guy. Just one guy.
Just one guy, I guess.
No, just you. You're the Ono. There's Ono guys Ono guy. Aren't coming.
I'm the Ono guy.
Guy is coming.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's what I said, too.
And thank you to the Disc Golf Pro Tour. Every single pro I talked to was super fucking nice. All of the Disc Golf Network guys. All of the things that make that show work, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a big production, and they really make a great... I think they do a great job, so... Was pretty awesome to, you know, go. It almost felt like I was, like, you know, showing my pros my favorite course. It was pretty cool.
Right. Now, just last question I have. Would you prefer, like, next year Pro Tour comes around and it's match play championship again, or would you prefer to do something for, like, a regular stop, like a Silver Series or something along those lines?
I'm down for anything. I really enjoyed the match play layout. I thought that was fun. It's for spectating, too. It was really fun. Anything that I can go and watch bros play, I will go do, for sure. Yeah, but I heard James Conrad say, fuck.
How dare you? How fucking dare you, James Conrad? No,
I just didn't know
if he swore
or not. I didn't know. I didn't think he'd be one of the swearers, I guess.
I feel like it comes out in most people at some point. Especially if you're competing at the highest level and you have a lot of competition in you.
That's true.
Or a lot of competitiveness in you. A lot of competition in you. What are they competing for?
But no, he definitely is a competitive person.
Yeah, so I feel like it happens.
Yeah, I think it just slipped after. There's a lot of trees at Bailey.
We should tell him about how we stopped saying fuck on the course and we say, oh, no, no.
Right.
You show him the way.
Could have told him.
I just going along with, like, that, all that big jokes they did about how, you know, like, anytime he, like, lightly kicks a rock or whatever, they're like, oh, my God, James Conrad's just out of control out here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he's losing it. Rolling down the mountain. Can't wait to go next year.
Well, I feel like the match play championship's going to be one of those ones that moves around, or you don't think so?
I have no
idea. Not that there won't be one that you can get to, but...
Catch me somewhere with the pros.
Do they do anything in... How far are you away from North Dakota?
I don't know. I'd have to Google that shit.
I don't think they have a pro tour there, so don't go there.
Oh, don't go there. Now the whole state's going to come after us, Eric.
We got a problem with our state?
Yeah.
Is North and South Dakota, like, rivals? Gang wars. You know, like how Michigan people hate Ohio people?
Yeah, gang wars.
Yeah, so is that, like, the same for North and South Dakota? Or are they friends?
You would think so.
What about Virginia and West Virginia?
Oh, that's gotta be gang central. You can't have West Side.
I feel like Virginia state. And West Virginia is probably more of a family stuff, like mafia families, but rednecks.
3, 2, 1.
Top five.
Oi!
Kyle is going to tell me the best, the worst, right? This is the worst. Five ways. The
top five worst
ways to interrupt
ways
play. So you don't, these are things you don't want to do. If we're not clear with our title, don't do these.
This is the top five worst. Number five, being asked to stand still.
Probably not. It feels embarrassing probably more than it actually is.
It's part of your job as a spectator when you're at like a pro tour event to be still when people are putting. I can totally get it, like not knowing that somebody's putting at that moment, you know, but
yeah,
that would be a bummer.
I feel like I'm sure it's happened, but I feel like you'll also see it more often during like a regular tournament because there's so many more cards to kind of stand and watch.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and then it was like, you know, the last day, I think I only saw one time where they asked people to be still, but I'm sure those people felt just not, you know, daggers coming out the eyes of the player.
Yeah, because they don't want to be overly mean about it, but they also don't want to make it be like, I don't want to say nice about it, but...
Yeah, you're fired.
They want to get their point across, you know, they want to get their point across in like a clean and concise...
Right.
Statement, so then it could definitely be seen as all they're angry type thing.
Yep. And it was, you know, Owen asked, I think, KJ to like announce it for her so she didn't have to say it too. So it was just
KJ
nice.
Don't care. He'll say whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. He'll just be like, yeah, hey, stop moving.
I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
No, he was really nice about it. He's like,
yeah, I know.
Owen is requesting to be still.
Mm-hmm.
This is really nice, but so number four, I was in a really up and down place. Bailey is really an up and down course. So falling down as somebody is putting or driving and making noise would suck ass.
But you fell down.
I did fall.
Did you make noise?
Down a little bit, but it was before they were driving. Like, they were... I was in the way of the drive. So.
I hope somebody has it on camera.
Somehow. I hope somebody has it on camera of me falling down. That would be funny.
That'd be great.
I didn't fall, like, hard, you know?
Right.
Just, like, a little fall uphill.
Did you catch yourself with your bad wrist?
You know I did.
All right. That's my boy.
Oh, I did. It hurt. Pretty good.
That's horrible.
I love how you knew that, you dick.
I know your body.
You know me. Yep, you know. You know how I fall. Wrists first. That's all.
Yeah, but it's a good thing you weren't like right next to them or something, because then you can at least kind of make noise, you know. If you're like down at the end of the fairway, like by the catch.
True
can.
Story. I totally knocked a rock loose, and it like it went that. It was loud. It was
he is
thing,
just like
dude.
I'm never inviting this guy again.
Right.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a good thing you didn't get more hurt. Wouldn't that be something? Like you fall down and really hurt yourself, and then you just gotta lay there and
literally break a wrist till
the gallery right comes and gets up there by you.
I would have just kept going. I'm a trooper.
This wrist was useless anyway.
Yeah, just chop it off. Who needs it?
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, number three. Did you do this one?
I didn't personally.
Someone did.
I mean, I did hear a couple.
There's probably some pollen allergies.
Right. But like, you know, there's birds chirping. There's stuff going on. If you sneeze real quiet into the corner like a vampire.
Yeah. I want to suck your blood.
Does everybody else sneeze like vampires?
I know what you mean. I can't picture it as like a vampire unless I'm in like a duster, though. You know, like
yeah, you have to, dude. You well, like every vampire, the duster comes with the vamp.
I thought they were more of a cape, like a robe cape.
It's like a cape that.
But dusters are like more like, you know, new age.
It's like a dusty cape.
Vampires.
It's a dusty cape.
Yeah, but unless you're from New York, then you get a duster.
Unique New York. Oh, gosh, I messed it up. Stuttered.
Anyway, sneezing really loud during a putt would be... I would feel so fucking bad. I would be like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to go fall off that cliff over on...
Like, I'll just leave now.
15 or whatever.
It's just something that's so involuntary.
Yeah, you don't have any control of it, but you know when it's coming, but there's nothing you can do to stop it. So I'd be like sitting there trying to like either rush it, depending on what the guy had going on.
It's crazy, dude. Because you have to be really quiet. I can't stand still.
Yeah, well, luckily, I mean, I know you were with like the gallery sometime, but for the most part, you were out where it's not as big of a deal. You look like a little ant to them sometimes, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. Big time. But then, like, you know, they walked up, and then their upshots, I was next to them every single upshot. So that's when I kind of was like, that's when I was right next to the gallery. And then the putts, too, typically.
And then running to the next hole.
Literally sprinting, because they were about to drive. And I couldn't be moving while they were driving, too, so I had to be like down there. It was really tough. And not be in the way.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us to our next one.
Oh my gosh!
I thought you had that planned.
No, Eric, I'm so dumb. It just worked out.
I know. That's what I was trying to...
You're so good. Like, thank you.
Push you into it.
Yeah. Being in the way. That's number two. We wrote this down earlier. I didn't plan that.
We're not making it up as we go. Sometimes we're making stuff up as it goes, but...
But being in the way was definitely my biggest, like, fear / like, what I was really trying not to do the entire time. Was I didn't want to be in the way. I didn't want to cause, like, problems for any of the pros. Just wanted it all to go good, you know?
Want them to think you're cool. Man, that Kyle guy was never in the way.
Right.
That's what, right?
I mean, I would hope that they didn't think I was in the way. Or at least I apologized for sure. But they all knew what I was doing, you know.
Right. All right. How many times were you in the way?
Once.
Oh.
Just the one time I fell down.
Okay. So that's a double whammy there.
Yeah. I did two. I broke two of my own rules, which I'm good at. Fuck
and
rules.
I mean, when we say interrupt play, it's really probably, what, only 15 seconds? I know it can be annoying, but it's not like you're laying on the ground screaming for 2 minutes.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I wasn't like...
A child it.
No. And it was just like I needed to take two steps back. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't a big problem. But
this one, this would be hilarious.
It was a big step. Yeah, the number one is a pretty big one.
Yeah. I hope.
I think this would be worse around the putting green.
Especially if it lingers.
But it would be bad on the tee pad too, to be honest.
you think pros do this right after they walk off the tee pad, so then the guy gets crap dusted as he goes to throw?
Probably, like, the whole gallery just gets crop dusted.
Nice. Gross.
Anyway, we're talking about farting.
Yeah, that'd be embarrassing. If you farted,
yeah, really loudly.
It'd be especially funny if you were next to, like, the live Disc Golf Network cameras, right next to a microphone or something.
Yeah.
That's all they hear over it is big old fart.
I mean, you'd get known. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, depending on what one they're using, you know, because if you're not on camera, you're just next to the sound, then probably.
Yeah. No press is bad press, right?
Yeah. Although it would be worse if you sharted, especially at Bailey, because you're in a mountain. You know, how far are you gonna have to walk to a bathroom
or a home? It was quite a ways.
Yeah. So sharting would be worse than farting.
So don't poop yourself.
Just to be clear.
But that would be the worst way to interrupt play.
Yep, that would be pretty embarrassing.
Big juicy fart.
Big juicy farts. Farts are funny.
I think that's the episode.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We could probably find a lot more to
talk for about 2 more hours about it.
Yeah, so I'm sure there'll be some more match play championship stuff just thrown in the next few episodes while Kyle thinks of it.
And check out the Instagram for any other content that I scraped or got along while I was trying to do that job, because somehow I was also recording, because I'm crazy.
Did you grow an extra arm for the help?
I should have.
That would have been pretty nice. Very helpful.
I had my fanny pack. That was pretty helpful.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Look for a fanny pack, an Ono jersey, and a Cabana hat.
Get the whole setup. The Kyle look.
Yes, the very signature Kyle look. We appreciate you guys listening. I don't have much else to say. Kyle, anything else?
Tell your friends about us.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.